Today is Thursday, April 25th, and you're listening to the Morning Announcements presented by Betches Media. I'm your host, Sammy Sage, and the Morning Announcements is your daily 5-minute breakdown of the headlines that isn't afraid to take a side and roast the most consequential reality show there is, our government. This episode is brought to you by ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. It's no secret how much I love my dogs and how much I would do anything for them. And one of those things is getting them insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. And also, peace of mind for you, knowing that if something happens to your pet, something unexpected, and you get hit with a big cost for it, that you will most likely be reimbursed for much of the cost. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/morning. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance. There are a lot of headlines flying today, so we are starting where we left off yesterday, with Congress voting to pass $95 billion in foreign aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, as well as the sneaky little TikTok ban. Under the legislation that passed, TikTok has up to a year to secure a sale to an American company from its current owner, ByteDance. In the wake of the bill passing, the Chinese government has already signaled that it intends to block any forced sale of TikTok. Also, even if it is sold, it's possible that ByteDance could dilute the effect of the sale by not including the IP for the algorithm within the deal. And that would be a shame because the last thing we need is yet another Instagram app. Hamas released a video yesterday of a 23-year-old Israeli-American hostage who was among those kidnapped on October 7th. The video did not have a date, but showed him missing a hand. This has been released following weeks of pressure from the Qatari government to provide proof of life, as the Qatari prime minister has expressed that Hamas and Israel are not acting as if they want to seriously reach a deal and make necessary compromises. Well, obviously. A grand jury in Arizona indicted 18 people yesterday on felony charges related to their efforts to overturn the 2020 election in the state. Seven of the indicted individuals were attorneys or aides affiliated with Donald's 2020 campaign, including VIPs such as Mark Meadows, Rudy Giuliani, Jenna Ellis, John Eastman, and Boris Epstein, as well as 11 Arizona Republicans who signed on to be part of Trump's slate of fake electors. These individuals included the former Republican Party state chair for Arizona, Kelly Ward, two Arizona state senators, and a GOP National Committee member. Trump himself was not charged, but he was described in the indictment as an unindicted co-conspirator. If that's not already some sort of presidential immunity, I don't know what is. The Supreme Court heard oral arguments yesterday over whether Idaho's near-total abortion ban should supersede a federal law which requires that all patients in the U.S. have access to emergency care, regardless of their ability to pay for those services. The Emergency Medical Treatment and Labor Act, often referred to as EMTALA, is not even specifically a law about abortion treatment, rather about all types of emergency care. But in many cases, emergency medical care can require an abortion. The tenor of arguments yesterday seemed to indicate that the Supremes are divided on the issue, while Justice Sotomayor actually read into the record a series of individual cases of people who would have died if they had not received an emergency abortion under EMTALA. On the other hand, some of the justices appeared skeptical that there is actually a conflict between the Idaho ban and EMTALA in practice. And who would know better than Clarence Thomas and Samuel Alito, right? The Tennessee legislature passed a law on Tuesday that allows teachers and school staff to carry concealed handguns in public schools whose administrators have agreed to allow it. Under the new law, the identities of school staff who sign up to carry guns will only be known to those who approve participants, but parents won't know if their school opted to allow concealed carry or whether their own child's teacher has a gun in the classroom. Teachers who wish to carry a gun will be required to have a permit, undergo a background check and a mental health evaluation, and take 40 hours of training annually. Also, if anything were to go wrong, who could fathom it? The carrying teachers would be the ones who are liable, but school districts and law enforcement agencies would be immune from damages. You know who wouldn't be immune from damages, though? Whoever gets shot. the Department of Transportation has issued new rules that will require airlines to give you an automatic refund, inclusive of taxes and fees, if your flight is canceled or significantly delayed, as well as if your checked bags are delayed. The definition of significantly delayed was previously left up to the discretion of the airlines, like the ones who charge you $100 for 3 extra pounds. Either way, now the new rules define it as 3 hours for a domestic flight and 6 hours for an international one. Airlines will no longer be permitted to provide refunds in the form of vouchers, and they must be automatically issued within 7 days in order to save customers the hassle of completing a claims process and calling customer service or dealing with a chatbot. Airlines will also be required to disclose all junk fees up front, including possible added costs for seat selection when they advertise ticket fares. I think for their next rule, they should require them to add a giant stop sign next to the fare when your flight is going to be on a Boeing 737. For our final story, it's possible that you may have missed it, but bird flu is on the rise among livestock in the U.S., and health officials are concerned about a potential species jump to humans, not to trigger any memories. This announcement comes a day after the FDA reported trace amounts of the bird flu had been detected in pasteurized milk samples, though they said that based on the current information, the commercial milk supply is currently safe, as the pasteurization process is effective against bird flus. So far, bird flu has been detected in dairy herds in 8 states. So as a preventative measure, the Biden administration said yesterday that it will require that all dairy cows receive negative flu tests before they can be transported over state lines. If that fails, we'll just add some bleach and sunlight to the milk supply. Thank you for listening to the Morning Announcements presented by Betches Media, and thanks again to our sponsor, ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/morning. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance. Until tomorrow, I'm Sammy Sage, and now you know what the fuck is going on.
Betches.